Pleased to be joined in studio now by Deanna and Lonnie from the Canadian Native Friendship Center. You both are here to talk about June 21st, National Indigenous Peoples Day, and there's a festival going on down at Borden Park. Walk us through the festival that's taking place June 21st.
Yeah, so every year we host the CNFC Indigenous Peoples Festival. It's in honor of National Indigenous Peoples Day, and we do it to share our heritage and our culture with everybody, but also just to come out and, as an Indigenous person, have fun and just celebrate the day and dance and, yeah, do all the things that we would normally do in ceremony, but with everybody.
Well, Lonnie, why is it important that we have an Indigenous Peoples Day in Indigenous History Month? Why is that important?
As Indigenous people in Canada, we are trying to teach people our heritage and our culture and share and have them understand where we're coming from. So the best way to do that is to educate them in our ceremonies and in the things that we do. So having the festival is not only just fun, but they're also learning our culture and our ceremony. By us educating them and sharing with it, they have a deeper understanding of where we're coming from and how we, our worldview, I guess you could say.
And Deanna, what are you looking forward to at this year's festival?
There is a rattle performance, a traditional rattle performance this year that I'm excited to see. I've never seen one done before, so I'm really excited for that. Of course, all of our wonderful performers, seeing them perform, it's going to be amazing. I'm excited. And to see everybody just coming together and experience a culture, it's going to be great.
Yeah, I'm looking at the schedule right now. Fantastic schedule, yeah. The way everything is lined up. For somebody who's maybe never heard of the Canadian Native Friendship Center, what is it that you guys do?
At the Friendship Center, first of all, we're friends. You know, we're friendly. We accept everybody. We're super inclusive. And even though it is the Native Friendship Center, we welcome everybody and we do our best to help everybody with community services. Food security is one of our biggest programs that we have. However, our goal, I think one of our main goals, is to teach the culture. So to reconnect and to have people feel that they're home away from home when they're not back home on the reservation and they're here in the urban area.
Very, very nice. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. And if somebody maybe wants to come out for this event or any other events, what's coming up that you can share with us along with this festival?
Indigenous Peoples Festival is one of our biggest festivals. And then we do the Heritage Festival. So the Indigenous Pavilion there, which is very similar. I mean, I know everybody knows about the Heritage Festival, but we have some amazing people coming out for that too. And that's in August.
Well, certainly can't wait for that. And of course, the one coming up on June 21st. Lonnie, Deanna, yep. Thank you so much for coming in, sharing just a little bit about this. Cannot wait for that day.
Thank you.